I am Tadio Senden. I am one of the co-directors of Minty Hackspace. And this year we've started a new program of artistic residencies on our first artist in residency is Eva Juska.
Hi, my name is Eva. I am an artist in residence at Music Hackspace, and I'm running currently a series of workshops, and then there will be a performance that I'm co-organizing with Music Hackspace.
Eva is an electronics and DIY synth maker. She's been an important contributor and collaborator to our series of hardware workshops. We're also big fans of her work as a performer. The ethos of her practice is very much aligned with the philosophy that Music Hackspace wants to project.
The idea is that people learn how to design their own synths, and the reason I wanted to do it is because I always wanted to participate in it. Because it doesn't exist, I just thought I'm gonna do it. And so we start from basics, from making oscillators, then we go through sequencers, different types, and then we go through different filters and how to make drums from filters and resonant filters, like in, you know, 303. And then we go through VCOs and just different kind of, this is loads of knowledge, lots of different, maybe not lots of knowledge, but lots of different things that people can build. But rather than focusing on following one specific idea, people can choose what they like. Rather than just copying the schematic or copying the design, I encourage people to understand how things work. So kind of explaining what certain components do and how to be creative within electronics yourself, because I think I've been in a few workshops and this is quite often, it's not that important. It's just like, let's solder it and have it working. Also, I wanted to keep it super cheap for people because it's like £100 for 6 weeks, which is, well, if you, this is the thing that annoys me a lot with those workshops, that they're quite expensive. And, you know, if you do DIY workshop, well, the idea of DIY, it's cheap. So that was a great opportunity that I could do this residency to keep it super cheap and accessible for people.
I'm Robert. I have been doing a course at LCC, Sound Art and Design, and I've been doing a bit of circuit bending, and I took Eva's course as part of my uni actually last year. And yeah, I just wanted to learn a bit more about it and actually know what I'm doing when it comes to circuits and stuff. I think mainly getting advice from someone who's been doing it for a while and is actually doing creative things with it, rather than someone who's probably just in it for just having the job and like getting the money. It's just someone who's actually in the business, who's making stuff with it. Yeah, that's really good.
You know, you can limit yourself to just few components and you can make something that sounds really strange and it's yours and you design it in a way. If you start doing electronics, and I've been kind of building this stuff since a few years, not like 10 years, but 5, then you obviously start developing knowledge about sound synthesis and a little bit about electronic engineering. Of course, I'm not a trained engineer, but you develop this knowledge, and then the more you know about it, of course, it gives you more possibilities of thinking about sound and creating certain sounds and basically sound synthesis. So my knowledge of sound synthesis is not that fantastic yet, but I've learned more about it through electronics, because and obviously I think by buying also commercial synths, you also learn, oh, I like this, how does that work, or you know, how to make a kick drum, and then you just deconstruct the idea of kick drum to a few components, and that gives you opportunity to make one. It's endless source of knowledge, because it's never you never get to the point where it's like, okay, I know it all, what do I do next? Do I do now, I know, skateboarding? Or no, you know, it never finishes. So that's really a big part of it that I really enjoy.
Hi, my name's Rachel, I'm an artist, and I had an idea that involved doing this sort of thing, so I'll come along to find out more about it. so much information, which is great. I mean, to go away and expand on and learn, you know, I think Eva's catering to people from all abilities because I'm a complete novice. But yeah, so she's great like that. Really, I really want to carry it on. Yeah, I'm definitely going to carry on making synths.
Quite often, people who come to workshops also have some experience in electronics. So I would get some advices and some tips, and it's all both ways. I would like to keep it that way. It's about giving some confidence in experimenting with electronics and being creative. So changing things and changing the design and playing with components and, you know, adding different stuff to it and having some understanding why is this component here, or, you know. So that's the idea, rather than having final product, which of course it is important to have this PCB etched, but having this confidence and yes, so I think that's the reason why people also came, because they wanna make their own stuff and maybe run their workshops, their own workshops in the future, which that's the final goal for me. So people give them, okay, giving them confidence that I can also teach this. We just kind of play with things, with electronics, and people give me advices quite a lot, and it's exchange of advices. That's how I would see it.
It's intimate, so you can actually, I can talk to Eva and ask her questions directly. Because it's a small group, it feels like everyone can get the attention that they need and actually learn something. I do programming, so I do a lot of digital signal processing, but I've never built actual circuits, so this is an opportunity to dip my feet into electronics. I certainly want to use sound in installations, so rather than just having everything kind of behind a screen, I'd like to bring the sound into hardware that the audience can interact with.
The performance element of Eva's work is a result of her practice as a synth builder, but I think that when she approaches teaching and teaching other people how she built her instruments, I think she intuitively and quite smartly allows for artistic freedom for people to express themselves however they want with the tools that she's giving them. The synths that she builds now more than before have a stronger design element, and that's a reflection of Eva's artistic output. As tools, they can be used in any way that people feel, and they can be used to express different ideas or different like sounds that Eva might have not thought about, which is the great thing about her practice.
Yeah, it's a workshops and performing. I would like to do both because it's very important for me, and I would get really bored if I were just playing gigs, or get bored if I was just running workshops. So those two things are important. But the techno, the club scene, I guess it's a little bit sometimes maybe a bit closed-minded to those things. So that's another proof how I think experimental and DIY, since it becomes more open for women, encouraging women. Whatever is the way you produce music, for me it doesn't really matter. I mean, but then when I play live, I don't always use DIY synth. So it's just kind of two things that I'm interested in. It's not necessarily connected, but sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. I mean, certain aesthetics of sound, I think, comes from this DIY sense and the way they sound. So it doesn't really matter for me what tool is being used. These kind of workshops, it's more therapy for me and for people to, I think, I like to think in that way. Kind of boosting confidence and being able to work in a group and not feeling ashamed that you don't know something and all this. So this little, that's how it worked for me, at least. I think it's both frustrating sometimes, but fun as well. I hope being to ask people, they look like they enjoy themselves.
For people that take part in our workshops, we would like for them to come away from these, knowing that they can actually build and make these instruments themselves, being more encouraged to throw themselves into technology, and hopefully it will inspire them to make something new with what they've created, or even to just play with them, which is the main essence of hacking, which is repurposing something that you have for something new through changing how the mechanism of it is made.
Tadeo and Suzanne and Harry, very supportive people, super professional. It's a pleasure to work with them. And, you know, I mean, it's great that I can just talk to them and mention some idea that would be cool to do and say, okay, let's do it. So it's really good. You know, there's lots of people who do this. It's not that I'm some kind of one in the UK or something. There's plenty of people, but they also don't share their designs because they think it's not good enough or whatever. It's so I encourage them to just go to Music Hackspace or any other places, Hackspaces, and ask for contact them and I want to run workshops. So that's what I would suggest to do.
We're actually in the middle of an open call, so we'll be selecting a new artist in the next month. We're interested in curatorial residencies, where we work with people that at the same time work with other artists and create a sense of collaborative group working and community. We're also interested in interactive installations and interactive work that can be experienced by a wider public. Being part of Semesa House Studios has helped us immensely. Many of the artists that we've worked with at Music Hackspace have ended up working on projects and commissions with other Somerset House Studios artists as a result of us being here. So essentially as a result of the Music Hackspace residency at the studios.
If you're interested in buying some synths, I have this website on Etsy called Optotronics, and I have whole range of different synths there you can buy, and kits, DIY kits also. Thank you for all of the participants for the workshop, and you've been listening to the sounds we've created with Simon's chips.